You?
I think I get to stick with you for the
Oh,
next
you
one.
do? Yes, you do. 18, we're moving to Mount Lyon Action Plan.
Excellent. Thank you, Madam Chair. So next is the draft Mount Lyon Action Plan. And again, I just want to briefly discuss this and go over some of the information that we presented at your July commission meeting. You'll recall that Stephanie Buckley, our human dimension specialist, she did review the public input survey that we conducted and shared some of those results with you. And a copy of that report has been provided to the commission. We also briefly covered our stakeholder meeting that we held and some of the input there. And of course, you heard from a couple of those members from that stakeholder group yesterday during the open mic. Byron Buckley reviewed the current methodology used to estimate the Black Hills mountain lion population. He also reviewed the current population estimate, which is 236 total mountain lions for the Black Hills, and that would be an estimate starting at the beginning of this year, if you look at it that way. Byron also went over population trend from 2010 on and just showed what that population looks like, and also a three-year projection, which based on current conditions and the current management strategies that we have, does show a declining population in the Black Hills. And of course, we wrap that up then with Andy Lindblom going over the draft action plan itself. And again, I would just like to review the objectives from that plan with the commission. And those are to monitor and assess mountain lion populations by conducting scientifically based biological surveys, to manage mountain lion populations for both maximum and quality recreational hunting opportunities while considering all social and biological inputs, and to cooperatively work with private landowners, municipalities, and the general public to resolve mountain lion depredation to livestock, human safety concerns, and urban mountain lion conflicts. So there too, that plan was made available for public comment after that July commission meeting. We did receive a total of 39 comments on the plan. A good share of those were folks objecting to mountain lion hunting in particular, and asked that we reduce the harvest. We also received several comments supporting the plan, and then some comments on hunting season methods and how we take mountain lions. So staff took a good amount of time reviewing and kind of analyzing those comments and trying to understand what those mean for the action plan itself. And after reviewing those and taking those into consideration, we don't have any recommended changes to the action plan at this time. So we'd ask that the commission please adopt the action plan, and we'd certainly take some questions and comments.
Very good. Thank you. Questions, comments from the commission. Commissioner Teal.
Commissioner Teal, for quite a while, we've been managing this population in that 200 to 300 range. Our deer population's hurting, whitetail and mule deer. I mean, it's the fact that mountain lions are a big predator on deer. I know Wyoming, after the winters they've had, have significantly increased their quotas on harvest for mountain lions. And I know coyotes are clearly a big problem in Black Hills too, kind of an uncontrollable one at that, a lot harder to manage. Mountain lions are kind of the one thing that we do have control over harvest. I personally, and through many, many conversations, I think it would maybe be a good time to lower that objective a little bit and manage towards the lower end of that objective instead of managing that range. I know they're a hard animal to survey. They're out at night. I know we have a good data set, but it's also seems to be more and more common, these different attacks on pets. I mean, people having them in their backyards. I don't know that, I mean, it's a great opportunity, but if one of our objectives in here, I believe, is to manage for maximum quality recreational hunting opportunities, I don't see why we couldn't potentially lower that objective a little bit, create a little more opportunity, and decrease some of that, I guess, social issues with pets. I mean, you name it, out there, and help our deer herd, most importantly, because, I mean, the mountain lions are a way bigger predator than we are on the deer. So I personally would like to see that population objective lowered maybe from 200 to 300 down to 150 to 250 and managed towards the lower end of that objective.
Commissioner Teal, are you moving a proposal to do that at this time?
Yes.
So we have a proposal to lower the objective number, and if you could, for those listening online, just state what your proposal is again, please.
I'd like to propose to drop the population objective that we manage towards from to 150 to 250 lions, and then to manage towards the lower end of that objective.
Okay, very good. Additional questions or comments on that, and then we'll come back, Mr. Cantor, to get some input from the department. We have, I apologize. Yes, we have a motion. We also need a second.
I would second that motion for some of the same reasons, most of the same reasons that Mr. Teal, Commissioner Teal commented in. And I mean, we just, like I said, with availability of the cameras, we're seeing how much more activity in around the cities there we're having with mountain lions. And then on the other side, too, is Commissioner Teal, you know, we're trying to get our deer herd coming back. And this is probably one of the bigger apex predators on that deer herd. Coyotes, as he said, is also a problem. But I'd also support the lowering of the objective and maybe a little more opportunity for hunters to access that.
Additional questions or comments on the proposal that has been suggested? Before we vote, Commissioner White.
Madam Chair, I guess I would ask the department's focus on this, what this would do as far as impact of their objective here.
Through the chair.
Yes, please.
So I think we talked a bit about this last time, that being that the population objective is mostly a social issue, and that's why we went through the process of the public opinion survey and those stakeholder groups and had a lot of discussion on that topic itself. And of course, there's folks all over the place. We've heard from folks that would like to see us not hunt mountain lions at all and just let them naturally exist, and other folks on the other side of things that I think would like to see mountain lions eliminated in their entirety, and then everywhere in between, of course. You know, since we've started hunting this mountain lion population, there's a great amount of interest in hunting the mountain lions and by various groups, as we heard yesterday. So, you know, in the big picture, it comes back to, it's a social issue on where we manage these mountain lions to a certain point. If we were going to try to take that population down to a you know, extremely low level or no mountain lions, then I think we would, you know, take issue with that we're not actually managing for mountain lions. We're working to eliminate them. But certainly when you look at our current population estimate and the current projections, you know, we're heading in that direction to that lower end of the currently the 200 to 300. And then if we made this 150 to 250, we'd be falling right within that that objective as well. So it would reflect where we're currently at with management, would be my take on it.
Additional, Director Krishnan, did you want to add on to that from the department?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. And I would just follow up with John said, hit that very accurately. I would offer up as an agency, if the commission has that desire to go to this 150 to 250, that we would certainly support that objective level. And we would work with you to go in the management direction that's desired between the commission, the agency, and all the stakeholders involved. So your recommendation here, we would be supportive of that adjustment.
Very good. Any additional questions or comments from the commission? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you for bringing this. I certainly have been on the commission. This is my sixth year, and this topic has come up every year, at least once, if not numerous times. And talking with folks, it's been, this is decades in this discussion. So I think looking at that number, discussing it, having staff kind of wrap their heads around what this would mean for other wildlife that are affected. We talk about mountain goats, you know, and certainly they're hardly able to hold their own. I just think this is an opportunity to really take a good look at it. And, you know, we're whether it moves ahead or what have you in the future, let's talk about it. So, yeah, thank you.
I'm supportive. Thank you, Commissioner. Additional comments before we move forward on a vote for the proposal?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling here. I appreciate the motion, and I also appreciate the comments from the department. You know, it's a fine balancing act that we're dealing with when you're talking about mountain lion versus populations of deer and turkey, et cetera. So I do appreciate, and I am supportive of the motion offered by Commissioner Teal, and I do appreciate the department willing to work towards meeting these goals. And of course, I'm sure continue to discuss this as moves on, but I do support the motion. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Bartling. With that, if we have Canta, yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just one comment. If we make this change, I would suggest that we put the plan out for additional comment, as that is a change to the plan that we've had out for comment here the last couple of months. But that would be my suggestion, is that we put it out for 30 days until the next commission meeting.
Very good. Thank you for that. With that, if we have no additional questions or comments, we have a proposal with a second along with that. All those in favor of approving the proposal will say aye.
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 Those opposed? So the proposal is adopted. At this point, we have an amended version of the action plan in front of us. Any additional comments from the department?
Madam Chair, I'll just finish by saying that I'll ask staff to go back and make those changes to the action plan, and then we'll be sure to get that put out on our website and other channels so folks understand the action the commission's taken today, and then we'll bring it back to you then at the next meeting for your adoption.
Okay. Any additional comments from the commission? With that, yes, and just to clarify for those listening, we've got another 30 days, and I do hope folks step up and let us know what their thoughts are on the commission's decision to move in this direction. So thank you. Thank you. Okay, we will now